Nakai Evalu, the Hawaiian way to start your weekend. Compliments of the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
Hano hano, Hawaii la, leko lehua, kua hivi nani la, o mauna kea. Hano hano, Hawaii la, leko lehua, kua hivi nani la, o mauna kea. Kila o Maui la, leika rozelani, kua hivi nani la, o hale akala. Kila kila o Maui la, leika rozelani, kua hivi nani la, o hale akala.
Right on. Aloha kakou and good morning. Nakai Evalu in full swing for a Saturday morning, and we've got some great Hawaiian music lined up. And we'll be talking economic development today about grants and loans, maybe for you, right, Kahoone?
I'm always open for a grant or a loan.
Kahoone Panoke is here.
Aloha kakou, aloha kakahiaka. Ia oko apauloa to all of our ohana on the islands of Maui, Hawaii, Kauai, Molokai, Lanai, and of course the island of Oahu, Kakuhiewa. Noi, it's a great day.
It is. Nei. We're going to have to forge on without Vicky today.
Again?
She's in, I think, Guatemala.
No, Bogota.
Oh, Bogota, excuse me.
Oh, gosh.
What's she doing there? Writing.
She's doing a presentation for some Art World Congress, and all I know is she's doing a 45-minute presentation with her and her students, some of her students.
Wow.
So she took those haumana who know how to speak the language so that they could interpret for her.
Oh, I see. They speak Spanish.
They speak Spanish.
And English.
Yes.
And Hawaiian.
But Bogota is a long flight from Hawaii. It's a long flight.
That's okay.
Noi, tell me, what did you do this weekend?
Well, you know, I was trying to pack in the last joys of summer, I got to tell you, though.
Oh. How did it work out?
Well, it was good. One thing I did was I went to a picnic, so we didn't get out there till probably 6 o'clock, if not later, out to Shriners, you know, on the Makapu side of Waimanalo. And somebody has been really taking care of that park. Somebody has malamad that park to where it looks just beautiful now. I think it's the neighborhood.
6 o'clock in the evening, too.
Oh, yeah, and the sun is going down. It was just beautiful.
And with our libations?
Of course.
Of course.
What about you? How's your week been?
You know, I had a busy weekend.
The convention.
I'm attending I've had the pleasure of attending the CNHA convention this past week. It was very, very exciting because of the kind of people they had there. Congressman Abercrombie gave a great speech at one of the luncheons, and he's just such a fabulous speaker.
Why? What was good about it? That's
you know, he really hit home. He was saying, you know, this is not the time for us to be arguing. This is the time to be coming together, and we need to, you know, start working together. It's not about who's getting the funding in. The funds are there. It's about how are you spending it, you know. And I guess referring to a meeting that was held by Senator Inouye on Monday morning.
Exactly.
Where Senator Inouye was very concerned that stimulus money has not gotten down yet. So,
well, you're saying the magic word for our morning, money.
Money.
We're going to be talking money and how you might be able to get some in a grant or a loan, perhaps.
Or kala.
From the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, one of our sponsors here at Nakai Evalu, also brought to you by Kamehameha Schools and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
I look into your eyes, I don't have to think twice.
Reaching across the channels, you're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Awe na lie o ke au I hala e nana mai a mākou nā pula pula o nei au e holo nei e ala mai kākou e nā kini nā mamo ka aina aloha aloha vale ia aina ko kākou kahua awe ka ili ili e ka hoopuehu ia nei e pai pai hou ia ka pōhaku I pa a maila ke kahua hale hou no kākou e nā pua e hoolulu ai e ala e ka I ka mahi ka palena I mua aloa a ka lei o ka lana kila.
Kaulana nā pua o Hawaii Kupa a mā o te o ka aina Mai ka elele o ka loko ino Pala pala anu me ka pākaha Pane mai Hawaii I moku o ke ave Kokua nā honoa o pi ilani Kāko o mai kaua I o mano Auku me ke oni o ka kui hela A olea e ka ui ka pulima
A ole, a ole, a ole,
kiu Maluna o ka pepa o ka enemi Ho'ohui aina ku aeheva
Ku aeheva
I ka pono sivila a o ke kanaka Aole mā koua e mina mina
Aole, 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 hiu
I ka puutala o ke auku Lava mako I ka pōhaku
I ka pōhaku
I ka ai ka maha o ka aina Mahope mako o lili ulani
Mahope
Mahope, mahope, hiu! Aloha e ka pono o ka aina Haina ia mai ana ka puana
Haina ia mai
O ka poe I aloha I ka aina
Kaulana nā pua, kaulana nā pua, kaulana nā pua e Kaulana nā pua, kaulana nā pua, kaulana nā pua e Kaulana nā pua, kaulana nā pua, kaulana nā pua e
Nakai Evalu, the Hawaiian way to get your weekend started. We're keeping the music up front, especially for you driving around this morning, right, Kahoone?
Yes. You know, if you're driving around and you haven't gotten your cup of coffee, you better stop at the closest, whatever.
And get and it.
Pick it up.
We took quickly. Care of that.
We took care of that. Around you got two cups, Noe.
I'm going to share with Mark.
Okay.
All right. We've got a very special guest today with us around the kitchen table. Mark Glick, Director of Economic Development at the Office of Hawaiian Affairs.
Hey. Aloha, Mark, and welcome to Nakai Evalu. It's our pleasure to have you here. And, you know, it's really great because Mark and I work together at the Office of Hawaiian Affairs.
We do.
How's that?
That's great.
Yeah. So, Mark, tell us a little bit about yourself. How long have you been here in the islands? You know, the regular questions, you know, how, where did you go to school? And how many, are you married?
Well, you know, I grew up in that in the east side of Hawaii called Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
and I went to high school there. And as soon as I got out of high school, I left and went to Texas where my brother lived. And I worked for a refinery. And the last 4 years of working for the refinery. I worked full-time going to school at Lamar University and studied mathematics, and then went off to Carnegie Mellon and got my master's in public management policy, came back to Texas, worked for Chancellor of a university for a few years, and then was appointed executive assistant of this incredible agency called the Texas General Land Office. And that agency managed 22 million public acres of public lands.
Oh my gosh, and 22 million.
Yeah, and I got a chance to work right alongside a really innovative statewide elected official by the name of Gary Morrow. And we did a lot of great things, alternative energy and a lot of great beach programs where we actually got the Gulf of Mexico designated a special area by the International Maritime Organization, and just a host of all kinds of really great things. And then, you know, there's so many things that have happened, but I ultimately wanted to live in Hawaii. And I had a consulting firm for many years that did a lot of work in alternative fuels. And one of the shareholders in the firm was this grand man by the name of Angel Mahara. And Angel was the campaign manager for Mayor Blaisdell.
For Mayor Blaisdell, yes.
And he became
that's going back then.
And he became my mentor. And he had this deep voice, and he said, "Mark, you need to live in Hawaii." And so that's how I got here.
Wild.
Angel Mahara, do you know how great that is?
I don't.
This man was fantastic.
Okay, and he brought you here. We're talking with Mark Glick, who's Director of Economic Development at the Office of Hawaiian Affairs. We're going to find out how his office figured out what to do and what they are doing to help the economic situation for Hawaiians in our most beautiful state. So you stay with us. This is Nakai Evalu, brought to you every Saturday morning by Kamehameha Schools, Mobi PCS, and the Office of Hawaiian Affairs on the Visionary Radio Network.
My yellow ginger leg reveals herself through the day, and chatting moments with you make me love you. My oh, y'all.
You're listening to Nakai Evalu every Saturday morning from 8 to 10.
Ke ala o kali poa He ho o hen no ke ike aku ki kai mo na nui la nui ke aloha e hi pone me ke ala o kali
There you go, Paia. Thanks for checking us out online. That is nakaievaluradio.com. And we've got a song for Lahaina Luna High coming up next. Guess why? Their annual tailgate party is today. It's a fundraiser for the school there, happening in the field all morning long until noon. What are they celebrating? The start of the football season, of course. You go, Lahaina Luna High. We're rooting for you here at Nakai Evalu.
He mo olelo ko na ka na ka apau. Na ke kahi mo olelo e a o aku. Na ke kahi e ho ulu mai. Na nā mo olelo e ho ike I ke kula na ka Hawaii. Today we share stories that deliver the latest in Native Hawaiian news, features, and events. Kawai Ola, the Living Water. For your free subscription, visit oha.org/kwo or call 594-1835.
Learning happens everywhere, and with today's technology, it's right at your fingertips. Kamehameha Schools offers a range of online learning programs, from keiki to kupuna. Through its distance learning program, adults can reconnect to the Hawaiian culture by participating in A'o Makua, an online enrichment program offering courses in genealogy, Hawaiian language, and more. Visit ksdl.ksbe.edu to register or find out about our special Huaka'i offer. For high school learners, the Ike Hawaii Distance Learning Program provides a flexible learning environment while giving participants the opportunity to develop technical skills needed in today's world. Applications will be available on September 15th. To find out more about this program or for application information, go to ksdl.ksbe.edu. Stay connected by following KSDL on Twitter, Facebook, or sign up for our newsletter. Come check us out at ksdl.ksbe.edu to start learning online today.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and LinkUp programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and LinkUp programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
From Kauai to Hawaii Island, Nā Kai e Walu, sponsored by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network. Kai e Walu, the best in classic and contemporary Hawaiian music and mana'o every Saturday morning, 8 till 10. Noe Tanigawa here, kaho'one panoke, and our very special guest this morning, Mark Glick, who is the Director of Economic Development at the Office of Hawaiian Affairs.
You know, Mark, living in Pittsburgh and then going to Texas and then moving here, I am just shocked that you would have met Angel Maihara's name has come up. I mean, this man was, when I was growing up, that's all I heard hear my grandparents speak about this man.
What was great about him?
Just the things that he did for Mayor Blaisdell. And, you know, my grandparents were Blaisdell supporters, I mean, all the way. I mean, it was just, this man was his, like, he guided Mayor Blaisdell and was involved with all of the, I think a lot of the decision-making that was going on with the city at that time. So I'm just...
Well, and just, you know, a little background on the personal side. Each of those major politicians were co-owners in the Asahi baseball team. And so it got transferred, the ownership, to Angel, I think, in the 50s. And he owned it until the 60s. And his brother was the famous Iron Mahara, who's this great baseball player from Maui. And so in the ownership of that team, he came across the owners in the Asian leagues of these Japanese companies like Mitsui and Mitsubishi and Sumitomo all had their own baseball team. And what they would do is assign an up-and-coming leader. And by the time Angel was in his later years, all of these people were heading those companies.
Yeah.
So he had the most remarkable
network
of friends and supporters.
And Wally Anamini was one of those names too that was part of the Japanese baseball league for many, many years and is still considered one of the greatest icons in baseball.
I was so lucky that, you know, to actually go to Japan with Angel.
Geez, so he brought you here to the islands and you found yourself at the Office of Hawaiian Affairs about, what, 10 years ago?
Well, in 2003.
2003.
Yeah.
Let's see. So let's pick that up. So he brought you here to Hawaii, and you found yourself at the Office of Hawaiian Affairs about 6 years ago.
Right.
We'll find out more about your work there coming up. Mark, thanks for sticking with us. Mark Glick, Director of the Office of Economic Development there at OHA, here on Nakai e Walu.
Early in the morning, she would gather all her island fruits and pack them as she starts another day. Carefully she makes her way beside the mountain stream as she sings an island chant of long ago. Rocky road, her humble wagon stops. She watched the sun creep through the valley sky. Smiles and wipes the sweat up from her brow. Continues on and starts her journey through the highway rising sun. Sweet,
sweet
lady of Waihoa. And ripe banana.
in the evening, she would gather all her island fruits and pack them as she ends another day. Carefully she makes her way beside the mountain stream as she sings an island chant of long ago. Whoa, she's my sweet lady of Waihole. She's sitting by the highway, selling her papaya. And her green and ripe banana. Selling her papaya. And her green and ripe banana.
Aloha. You're listening to Nakai E Valu on the Visionary Radio Network.
that's for you, heading into work today. Li Hui, your song's coming up next on Nakai e Valu. Vicky Holtakamini's in Colombia today, but Kahoone Panoke's here, Noe Tanigawa, and our guest this morning, Mark Glick, Director of Economic Development at the Office of Hawaiian Affairs. He found himself in his position in 2003, right, Mark? Mm-hmm. And decided to begin your work there by conducting an economic survey of the Hawaiian community. What were some of your findings?
Yeah, and, you know, the first couple of years I worked in operations and did a lot of restructuring. I was appointed head of economic development in 2005 and began working with Seiji Naya, who we all know is through his 8 years as director of the Department of Business, Economic Development, and Tourism. And he had, on all those years at DBED, he had never done an original study on the Hawaiian community, on the economics of the Hawaiian community. And Clarita Barreto had gotten her PhD in economics at UH Manoa and had studied under Dr. Naya, and then later worked for him as an executive assistant at DBET when he was there. And through that relationship was able to forge an analysis and talk him into doing the study. And what we found out was huge income disparities between native Hawaiian firms and individuals and non-natives. And what we looked at were the soft spots in that and what are things that we could actually work on to try to improve. And we also noted that credit and capital were big needs and that it was very difficult for Hawaiians to save. They really didn't have enough income over time and even ownership or entrepreneurship skills to be able to own and retain equity. So we wanted to fundamentally change those things. So that's the first thing we learned. And then we decided, well, we have an enormous credit facility in the Native Hawaiian Revolving Loan Fund. And it really was underserved. Being Native Hawaiians. It really wasn't doing the job that it was intended to do. So we looked hard and decided to restructure it. Brought in a good friend of mine, Howard Hodel, who from the Bank of Hawaii, and we made that a major effort.
Neat. Isn't this great, Kahoone, how his background in math and public management are coming together
and
here in this job.
A perfect fit for the job.
Mark Glick, Director of Economic Development at the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and you know, he's got a program going that could help you. More on that coming up on Nakai e Valu, your pals, every Saturday morning, brought to you by Mobi PCS, Kamehameha Schools, and the Office of Hawaiian Affairs on the Visionary Radio Network.
Take you with me.
Nakai Evalu, the 8 Seas, connecting all the Hawaiian Islands on the Visionary Radio Network. Pehea oi, ka ho'one, remember?
Oh, you... mai ka I vale no.
Okay.
O'oi.
O'oi? Okay, now you left me a message on my phone. You said, pehea oi, oia mau no. Okay, now pehea oi means...
How are you?
Pehea oi.
How are you?
Oia mau no.
I'm okay.
But you didn't say that today.
No.
You said...
Mai ka I vale no. I am just feeling great.
Oh, I like that. Mai ka I vale no.
Yes.
Mai ka I vale no.
Vale no is that emphatic. You know, it's puts a lot of strength behind it. You can also say, mai ka I, fine. But mai ka I vale no, I mean, you got that spirit going.
And that's how we want you to feel today.
Yes.
Thank you for tuning in to Nakai Evalu.
Everyone has stories to tell. Some stories teach, others inspire. And each story reveals who we are, where we come from, and where we're headed. Today, we share stories that deliver the latest in Native Hawaiian news, features, and events. Kawai Ola, the Living Water. For your free subscription, visit oha.org/kwo or call 594-1835.
Learning happens everywhere, and with today's technology, it's right at your fingertips. Kamehameha Schools offers a range of online learning programs, from keiki to kupuna. Through its distance learning program, adults can reconnect to the Hawaiian culture by participating in A'o Makua, an online enrichment program offering courses in genealogy, Hawaiian language, and more. Visit ksdl.ksbe.edu to register or find out about our special Huaka'i offer. For high school learners, the Ike Hawaii Distance Learning Program provides a flexible learning environment while giving participants the opportunity to develop technical skills needed in today's world. Applications will be available on September 15th. To find out more about this program or for application information, go to ksdl.ksbe.edu. Stay connected by following KSDL on Twitter, Facebook, or sign up for our newsletter. Come check us out at ksdl.ksbe.edu to start learning online today.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
Bank of Hawaii presents the Smart Money Minute, helpful tips about managing your personal finances.
Hi, this is Ken Sheffield, and I work in the private client services area of Bank of Hawaii. Successful retirement planning isn't just about crunching numbers. It's also about planning for your lifestyle during retirement. Do your retirement plans include extensive travel or just more time with the grandkids? Do you imagine yourself living in your current home or downsizing? Just as importantly, what are your spouse's idea about retirement? Are they in sync with yours? It's a good idea to talk to your spouse about retirement far in advance so that you can plan for and achieve the lifestyle you hope to live together.
This has been a Bank of Hawaii Smart Money Minute, part of Bank of Hawaii's continuing effort to provide greater financial awareness to the community. Bank of Hawaii, member FDIC.
The moonlit ocean of Lanai's Hulupo'i Bay beckons you to enjoy a very special evening with Kealii Rise Shell at the Four Seasons Resort, Manele Bay. Come together on September 12th, 7 p.m. to benefit the Lanai.
From Kauai to Hawaii Island, Nakai Evalu, sponsored by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
spirit coming to me from yesterday, yesterday. All my memories hold heaven on high. Brown skin woman, clear blue island sky. Daytime sun shines, oh so bright. Midnight moon a glowing, stars up in the sky.
We've got Nakai Evalu cooking on a Saturday morning. Kaho'one Panoke here, Noe Tanigawa, and our very special guest today, Mark Glick, Director of Economic Development at the Office of Hawaiian Affairs. And he's been telling us that when he began his job, there was a survey done of the economic situation of the Hawaiian community. In a word, you found what, Mark?
Well, we found that there were disparities, you know, between Native Hawaiian firms and non-Native firms, and that if we made investments in the Hawaiian community, that they would come back much stronger than if we expected them to trickle down through the non-Native community. Let's say Hawaiians become employees of non-Native
firms.
Oh,
right, trickle down, we've been there.
So that we clearly saw that that wasn't going to work, so we're going to make critical investments to try to build the capacity of Native Hawaiians to run their own firms, to, you know, get the entrepreneurship skills, to better be able to deal with accounting issues, business planning, and then also get the credit capital in their hands.
You know, Mark, that falls right into line with the commercial that OHA does now on the morning show Sunrise, where it picks different snippets of industry,
right?
You know, with different employees working in different industries. And that always hits me because it's a commercial that is so true, and that it's the message that I'm getting from that particular commercial is that our people are employable.
Oh, absolutely.
And you know, I think that's a good thing, and that while you know, and I love it because it ends with, "We're from the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we're here to serve you." I mean, what better message can we give to our beneficiaries, who, you know, out there was sometimes they're wondering what we're doing inside, and you know, when you see a commercial like that, it just brings everything, you know, full fold. And so I think it's great that the commercial is being timed at the same time that this expansion. I look at it as an expansion mm-hmm. with the Office of Hawaiian Affairs. And for years I've said to the administrator that it's really important that we send a positive message out to our community, because out there they need to know who, you know, what is OHA doing. And I think your division is doing a good job at that with several of the programs that you have.
Thank you.
We're talking with Mark Glick, Director of the Office of Economic Development at the Office of Hawaiian Affairs. They've got three major programs underway and that can impact you and your economic life in our community. So we'll be back and tell you more about that on Nā Kai e Walu, brought to you by Mobi PCS, Kamehameha Schools, and the Office of Hawaiian Affairs on the Visionary Radio Network.
Mehana onena o ese fupoli pupu e hova e mehana onena o ese kupoli mehala noi maiana au hea pule roselani Mea la noe I mai ana, au hea kule Roselani. Malihini oue, malihini au, maknos kaha wala e kama aina. Malihini oe, malihini au, maknos kāhau ala e ka maaina. Ina o iu me au, kaupono I kanoho pai pai. Somebody sitting in my rocking chair. Kapuana honeana o ese kupoli haina ia mai kapuana honeana o ese kupoli kupoli kupoli.
Nā Kai e Walu, Hawaii's first statewide radio news magazine on the Visionary Radio Network.
I took my love and took it down. I climbed the mountain, turned around, and I saw in a snow-covered hill, till the landslide brought me down. Oh, mirror in the sky, what is love? Can a child within my heart rise above? Can I sail through the changing ocean tide? Can I handle the seasons of my life? Well, I've been afraid of changing, 'cause I even children get older. Now I'm getting older too. Oh, I'm getting older too. Afraid of changing, 'cause I build my life around you, and time makes you bolder, even children get older. Now I'm getting older too. Well, I'm getting older too. Took my love and take it down. You climb the mountain and turn around. And if you see my reflection in a snow-covered hill, well, the landslide will bring you down. And if you see my reflection in a snow covered here, well, the landslide will bring you down. Oh, well, the landslide will bring you down.
Nakai Evalu, aloha kako, my friends. How's the Saturday shaping up? Come on, pull up a chair right here to our little kitchen table. Have a little coffee. How about you, Kahoone?
I'm fine. How you doing? I'm going to have some nice breakfast after this show. It's over.
He's thinking ahead. Yeah. And our guest today, Mark Glick, Director of the...
Director of Economic Development.
Director of Economic Development at the Office of Hawaiian Affairs. And you've divided your kuleana up into pretty much three programs here. Technical assistance, project brokering, and grants, credit, and loan. And I know Kaho'one wanted to talk to you about this last program now.
Sure, the credit and capital piece. Yeah, we started out restructuring that loan program, and that was a huge focus, I think, of the initial year and a half or 2 years of my foray into the economic development arena. But I have to say that the part of the reason why that was a successful process is because we had a volunteer board that approved loans from the inception in 1990. It was a federally funded program. OHUP provided 40% of the funds, and the Administration for Native Americans provided 60% of the funds. It really wasn't effective. But Corbett Kalama, who we all know, a trustee of Kamehameha Schools and also Executive Vice President of First Hawaiian Bank, was on the Native Hawaiian Revolving Loan Fund from the beginning when it was considered a lender of last resort, sort of like the last place you go. But, that means you've been turned down everywhere, your credit's very poor, and it just really wasn't effective in that way. It was being interpreted as this in the wrong way. It wasn't really putting money out to the, to people who could really repay. And so Corbett had a really clear idea how a bank could be involved and really improve that. And I was able to work with another banker who had just retired, Howard Hodel, as Executive Vice President of Bank of Hawaii on the asset management side. He managed their asset management group and invested their money. And he's the one that really understood that banks could really do a lot more in servicing loans and working all the way through the process. So basically it gave us the ability to, on a fee-for-service basis, hire a bank using our money and put it through their system. So it looks to the lender like you're going to First Hawaiian Bank for a loan, but it's essentially this OHA money, and they manage it all the way from origination through collection.
What are some of the criteria to acquire a loan like that?
Well, there's three purposes. First of all, you have to be, of course, native Hawaiian, and then it's for home improvements, education, and for business purposes. So that's the basic.
And they can be offered through First Hawaiian Bank then?
All you need to do is go down to any First Hawaiian Bank branch, ask for the OHA Malama Loan Program, and a loan officer there can help you.
And what is the maximum cap?
It's $75,000 maximum loan, 5-year term, 5% interest.
Ooh, this is all coming home to something that could help you. So glad to be talking with Mark Glick today, Director of Economic Development at the Office of Hawaiian Affairs. You stick with us. This is Nā Kai e Valu, brought to you by Mobi PCS, Kamehameha Schools, and the Office of Hawaiian Affairs on the Visionary Radio Network. This is Nakai Evalu, coming at you every Saturday, 8 to 10 in the morning with Hawaiian music and manao, thoughts or ideas for your enjoyment. The opinions expressed here are those of the speaker only, not of the station or of our sponsors. We offer simply ideas for your consideration around your kitchen table. Hey, you in Kapolei, check out the book sale at Kapolei Library today until 5 o'clock. You heard about it. Anakai Evalu.
He mo'olelo ko na ka naka apau. Na kekahi mo'olelo e a oaku. Na kekahi e ho ulumai. Na nā mo'olelo e ho ike ike kula na ka Hawaii. Today we share stories that deliver the latest in Native Hawaiian news, features, and events. Kawai Ola, the Living Water. For your free subscription, visit oha.org/kwo or call 594-1835.
Learning happens everywhere, and with today's technology, it's right at your fingertips. Kamehameha Schools offers a range of online learning programs, from keiki to kupuna. Through its distance learning program, adults can reconnect to the Hawaiian culture by participating in A'o Makua, an online enrichment program offering courses in genealogy, Hawaiian language, and more. Visit ksdl.ksbe.edu to register or find out about our special Huaka'i offer. For high school learners, the Ike Hawaii Distance Learning Program provides a flexible learning environment while giving participants the opportunity to develop technical skills needed in today's world. Applications will be available on September 15th. To find out more about this program or for application information, go to ksdl.ksbe.edu. Stay connected by following KSDL on Twitter, Facebook, or sign up for our newsletter. Come check us out at ksdl.ksbe.edu to start learning online today.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
Bank of Hawaii presents the Smart Money Minute, helpful tips about managing your personal finances.
Hi, this is Amber Suhas, and I work in the private client services area of Bank of Hawaii. When planning for retirement, how long should you plan for your money to last? In Hawaii, our population has the nation's longest life expectancy at almost 80 years old. So, for some of us, retirement will make up at least one-third of our lives. It's not unreasonable to plan for a retirement period that lasts for 25 years or more. In fact, it's common for financial planners to run plans assuming that the client lives to age 90 in hopes that your money outlives you, not the other way around.
This has been a Bank of Hawaii Smart Money Minute, part of Bank of Hawaii's continuing effort to provide greater financial awareness to the community. Bank of Hawaii, member FDIC.
Aloha and mahalo for your company today. We're Nakai Evalu, sponsored by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network. That's the way we like it here on Nakai Evalu, Hawaii's only statewide FM radio magazine. Kaho'one Panoke, Noe Tanigawa, and Mark Glick, Director of Economic Development at OHA.
How exciting to have Mark here with us today. You know, Mark, one of the questions that I always get asked of me when I'm out on the field for the Office of Hawaiian Affairs is, with the cap limit of $75,000, it's certain the one question that always comes about is, how can you start a business these days with only $75,000? How would you suggest I answer that?
Yeah, there's two answers to that. One is that $75,000 isn't necessarily too little to start a business, because one of the things we do in the technical assistance area, which we haven't talked about yet, is really advise what's necessary and not necessary to do. Okay. And people often try to create impressions that they're in business, really nice office, you know, a lot of furniture, all kinds of stuff, that it really aren't necessary towards the bottom line. And so we try to advise to have a measured beginning, a very, very, you know, prudent, careful beginning. And particularly now, I mean, when cash flow may not be as forthcoming. Now, that's one part of the answer. The other part of the answer is that there really hasn't been an opportunity to raise that amount, because the oversight agency, the Administration for Native Americans, I think really had a crisis of confidence in our ability to manage the loan fund in the past, because it really wasn't performing. There weren't that many loans being given. But they are really strong endorsers of the program since its restructure in November 15th of 2007. And I think there will be opportunities in the future to look at raising that total loan amount. But I think in the past, they weren't really willing to approve any major revisions without first seeing that the loan fund really works.
And I would imagine that at $75,000, it's certainly not your catch-all of everything, but it certainly gives you a good start.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you add on to that as you move along.
What percentage of applicants do actually get loans?
That's an excellent question. Right now, it's about a little over 42-43%.
Amazing. That's very high.
It's not bad.
Thinking about your education, your home improvement, or business, you might be able to get a loan through the Office of Hawaiian Affairs at First Hawaiian Bank or through OHA. We're talking about it with Mark Glick, Director of Economic Development at the Office of Hawaiian Affairs this morning. This is Nakai Evalu.
Have you ever slept underneath the stars with the sunrise in the east and the pretty ladies getting it together, getting ready for a Sunday feast? Gonna be a Sunday party in the country, and it could be a lifetime party, you and me. Gonna be a Sunday party in the country, and it could be a lifetime party, you and me. The guitars are playing, the guitars are playing, and the music man singing, the music man singing, you are very welcome, you are very welcome. Thank you.
Reaching across the channels, you're listening to Nā Kai e Valu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Ai ai kane o he, I ka malu o nā ko o lau, e pāmai ana ka mākani, me ka ua kili hune, ho a pulu ana ia. Na pua ka lehua Ai ai kane ohe Ki ka malu o nā ko o lau He pamai ana ka makani Me ka ua ki lihune Ho ho pulu ana ia Ki na pua ka Heno I ka maka No ka uru vehi vehi He ike ana I ka nani O ke kai hawana wana Ai ai ka nani O ka moku li ili Ho'o heno I ka maka No ka uru vehi vehi E ike ana I ka nani O ke kai hawana wana Ai ai ka nani O ka moku ni ili E ia ka puana No ka nani o nā ko o lau Ka ulu vehi vehi o ka uka A me na pua ka lehua Mahalo ia o kou O ka ua ki lihune E ia ka puana No ka nani o nā ko o lau No ka ulu vehi vehi o ka uka A me na pua ka lehua Mahalo ia o kou O ka ua ki lihune
Aloha kākou. It's one of my favorite moments of a Saturday morning kahoʻone. It's time for our Olelo no e awa nā kai e valu.
Yes, our olelo no e awa proverbs or sayings that are handed down to us by our kupuna, our ancestors. And you know, as I get older, it's so true. You know, they always say to listen to your na'au, to your inner being. If something is not going right and you feel it in your system, don't go, don't do it. Believe me, I believe truly in that. But anyhow, our Olelo no Eau, brought to you by Moby PCS this morning, is, I think, fits fits Mark real well. Because, you know, Mark's wife is getting ready to move over here.
Right, from Japan.
From Japan. And so she's been away for a while. So our Olelo no Eau is Upumai nei ke aloha, a sudden yearning to see a loved one. Upumai nei ke aloha.
You are such a romantic. Upumai
nei ke aloha.
Oh,
that sudden yearning. You know, when that phone call came in, I could feel that yearning to see a loved one. For you, Mark.
Beautiful.
Upumai nei ke aloha.
Thanks so much, kahoʻone. And were you saying that you wanted to make mention of one more event coming up?
I would like to remind everyone that on Saturday, September 12th, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., at the Lunalilo home is a concert called Ku'uhome Nani, My Beautiful Home. It's a ho'olaulea to benefit the elderly of Lunalilo home. It's going to be held right there on the lawn. $25 adults pre-sold, $10 children 12 and under, $30 at the door. For advanced ticket purchase, visit Ticketmaster.com. Additional parking at Kaiser High School parking lot with free shuttle service to and from the event. Please, no high back chairs, no outside food or drinks, no alcohol. For more information, contact 690-3976.
Or call Lunalilo Home.
Or call Lunalilo Home,
okay,
yes.
Fine.
So, hope you do not, if you haven't done anything, confirmed anything for September 12th, please join us at Lunalilo's Home's concert. And you know what? We have some great performers. It's going to be Alea, Ho'okena, Kupa'oa, and Hoku.
Promise.
broadcasting statewide. You're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network. You go, Nakai Evalu, thanking you for your company around the kitchen table today. Nakai Evalu is the Hawaiian way to launch your weekend. We're so glad to have you along. Kaho'one, how was it today?
It was a fabulous, fabulous Saturday. But you know what, Noi, all of our shows are always so exciting because it's either controversial or somebody getting upset with us. Or
we're finding out how to get some funding for our friends in the community.
Yeah, how we can help our friends and family, you know. So I think it's an all-around show, which makes it great.
And I love the music, too.
Yes.
Mark, it's been wonderful having you. Mark Glick, Director of Economic Development at the Office of Hawaiian Affairs. How can we find out more about the services and funding opportunities that you were talking about today?
Well, for those that were interested in the loans, just go down to any First Hawaiian Bank branch and ask for the OHA Malama loan. Now, for the PTAC, you know, for the Procurement Technical Assistance on Contracting, visit our website, which is www.hipetac.org, and you can register online there, or you can always stop by the office. We're on the 14th floor, Economic Development, and you can pick up a registration form to be a client of the PTAC.
Yay.
And you can also visit me on the 5th floor. Mark's on the 14th, I'm on the 5th.
What are you saying?
You figure it out.
And we are right here for you every Saturday. Nakai Ewalu, sponsored by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS, and it's brought to you with much aloha on the Visionary Radio Network. That's today's Kumu, 94.7 on Oahu, Q103, 103.7 Maui, The Surf, 95.9 and 103.9 Kauai, The Beach, 102.1 Hawaii Island, and thinking about you, KMKK, 102.3 Molokai. Okay. Aloha.
Ahui ho.
Aloha.
Everyone has stories to tell. Some stories teach, others inspire. And each story reveals who we are, where we come from, and where we're headed. Today, we share stories that deliver the latest in Native Hawaiian news, features, and events. Kawai Ola, the Living Water. For your free subscription, visit oha.org/kwo or call 594-1835.
Learning happens everywhere, and with today's technology, it's right at your fingertips. Kamehameha Schools offers a range of online learning programs, from keiki to kupuna. Through its distance learning program, adults can reconnect to the Hawaiian culture by participating in A'o Makua, an online enrichment program offering courses in genealogy, Hawaiian language, and more. Visit ksdl.ksbe.edu to register or find out about our special Huaka'i offer. For high school learners, the Ike Hawaii Distance Learning Program provides a flexible learning environment while giving participants the opportunity to develop technical skills needed in today's world. Applications will be available on September 15th. To find out more about this program or for application information, go to ksdl.ksbe.edu. Stay connected by following KSDL on Twitter, Facebook, or sign up for our newsletter. Come check us out at ksdl.ksbe.edu to start learning online today.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
The moonlit ocean of Lanai's Hulupo'i Bay beckons you to enjoy a very special evening with Kealii Rise Shell at the Four Seasons Resort, Manele Bay. Come together on September 12th, 7 p.m. to benefit the